Blog Talk Radio.
And all access is all inclusive.
Back at it again. It's the Fantasy Football Insiders Radio Show. You know how we do it each and every week, Sunday morning, 8:30 to 10, right here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. We're going to break it down for you now. Go all around the league, your fantasy studs, duds, and sleepers. Right here, right now, on this Week 7 holiday, October 24th. Get it in like I get it in each and every week in all my fantasy leagues. Domination is the word of the week, and in order to do that, we're welcoming the stars of the show, Roster Diamonds, Ross Mandel.
How are you, Rick? Ready to rock and roll on a Sunday morning, baby?
Yeah, we're going to get ready to rumble, too, with the good Reverend, who's always fresh out of church. Keep it clean and fresh.
Yeah, it's time to take this baby out of the ballpark.
All right, guys, let's do it. I'm Rick Saratella. We're going to get right into it. I know we got a lot of good things going on around the league today, Week 7 holiday. And I want to welcome in all our chat room people. Always good to see you, party people up in the chat room. Of course, we're going to answer all your live questions. And, you know, what else better way to get the party started than to welcome in our good friend, New Jersey, in the house.
So,
Jersey, talk to me. Did you win last week?
My brother's from three different mothers. I won, man. I am on a roll, man. You petrified my team early on Sunday to get me started. Rolling, guys. I'm rolling. I got a couple quick questions. Again, quarterback situation, my first one. I got Roethlisberger. I got Flacco. I like Flacco at home. Don't know how much he's going to put up. Roethlisberger, a little bit of rain, possibly in Miami. A little bit better defense. Who do you like between those two guys?
I'm in the same situation, and I'm starting Roethlisberger. I just think that the Ravens are going to get up pretty quickly and that they're going to just keep it on the ground for most of the second half. I don't see any need for Flacco to put the ball in the air all that much today.
I think Flacco was solid, but I agree with Ross. I mean, it could be a situation where they jump out to the 17-0 or 20-0 lead, and then they just run the ball the rest of the way.
Hey, Jersey, I'm going to put it like this. I think Flacco is your safe play here. 220 yards, two touchdowns you're looking at, I think, from Flacco. But you know what? I think Roethlisberger has the upside. Like these guys said, Pittsburgh is going to be in it. This is a playoff type of game that they're playing with the Dolphins. This game's going to go down to the wire. I think they'll be slinging the ball around. So I think Roethlisberger has more upside. If you want to play it safe and conservative, I might stick with Flacco.
All right, and then what do you think between Creighton and Standard League, since Floyd got hurt? I got Creighton and I got Mike Williams from Tampa Bay. Both have nice matchups. Who do you think might be the best in the Standard League there?
I like Mike Williams.
I like Mike Williams.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so do I, because, I mean, this guy each and every week, I mean, first of all, he already has 42 targets on the season. So you know that he gives you consistency that Mike Williams doesn't give you. And on top of that, if you watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers week in and week out, this guy is coming close to making, like, some huge plays each and every week. So I think this guy is just ready to explode.
Yeah, he's not a big Creighton believer.
Yeah, not only that, Jersey, but you know, let me tell you something. This kid Mike Williams is only getting healthier. That means he's only going to be better. I think it's Mike Williams all day long here.
I agree.
Okay, all right. That's what I got. And my last one is with Foster out, I got Matthews of San Diego going against New England, who sometimes told what my play a thing, but maybe not as much. And then I also got Ben Green, Jarvis, but you got Woodhead. Do you like Ben Green, Ellis, or do you like Matthews? My last question, guys. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, today's Ryan Matthews day.
Okay.
He's going to get the ball an awful lot. They don't have a lot of receivers. He's going to get a lot of receiving yards. I see this being probably his best fantasy day to date. And Green Ellis, I'm not a fan of. I don't think the running game is going to be much a factor as far as he's concerned with Woodhead there, as you mentioned.
Well, I mean,
I think
Matthew is definitely going to get a lot more touches than Green Ellis.
Yeah, that's the thing is, you know, the law firm is in that timeshare in New England, which, you know, like you said, you don't know any given Sunday. It could be Woodhead. It could be the law firm. It could be whoever. Sammy Morris, Kyle Echo could come out from underneath the ground and score a touchdown. So you just never know in New England there. But it sounds like we're all in agreement, Jersey. It looks like you're in the path on the right direction, and that's a championship.
That's right, guys. I appreciate it. You know, I see that light following right down the narrow path there. I look to see you guys next weekend. Best of luck to you guys in your leagues. As always, be safe on Sunday, and thanks for the advice, and enjoy your day.
Absolutely. You know, week 7 holiday, man, you know, next week's going to be the midway marker, and that means you better be at least around 500 in your fantasy football leagues or you're going to be shoveling out of a hole. Now, we're going to go over to the Football Nut 79 in the chat room. He's thinking of benching MJD. A lot of fantasy football owners frustrated with him, myself included. And Pierre Thomas is out, so he picked up Marshawn Lynch and no Sean Moreno. I guess the question is, you know, do you guys agree with benching MJD in favor of a Marshawn Lynch or no Sean Moreno, guys?
I can see that. I mean, I don't see MJD having a huge upside this week. I mean, Todd Bowman is probably going to be the quarterback there with the Jaguars this week, out of all people. So you know that even if Trent Edwards does start, I believe it's a game-time decision, you know that they're going to be loading up the box each and every down versus MJD. And I just don't see a lot of upside for him. You know, you saw last week, you know, he didn't do much last week either. I think Marshawn Lynch is a good play, a solid play there, going up against the Cardinals defense that's given up 140 yards rushing each and every week. So I like Marshawn Lynch better this week.
To me,
Russ, do you like Lynch?
It's a question
Lynch
of
over Moreno.
No, I like Moreno against that pathetic Oakland run defense. But to me, how much worse can Todd Bowman be than what they've had there at quarterback to begin with? And second of all, Marino's been banged up. Lynch is on a new team and probably going to share a little bit of time. I think you have to give Jones-Drew another shot this week. Kansas City's run defense isn't exactly lighting the world on fire, and you have to think they're going to incorporate him into the offense. And, you know, I don't see either of the other two running backs going for 100 yards and scoring two touchdowns.
Well,
and,
Ross,
no,
let me
I
tell
agree.
You.
I think MJD is good for 25 carries, fellas. Let's keep it
moving.
Well,
I just wanted to say how much worse can Bowman be? He hasn't started in 5 years. He hasn't played in 5 years. That's how worse he could be.
All right, fellas. Listen, Fantasy Football Insiders Radio Show, Rick Saratella, Ross Mandel, Ralph Mancini. You can see the banter's getting started early. I got to tame the crowd. Oh, they're like lions in a cage over here. There's people chopping at the bit. We're going to get started. We're going to get into the games. People, that's what it's all about, Fantasy Football Insiders Radio. This is what we do. Pittsburgh at Miami, Ralph. This, like I said, you know, we got playoff implications on the line. Big Ben back in the mix. Miami's in a state of paranoia. The tuna walks out on them. What do you got for us here?
Okay, well, your stud here is Rashard Mendenhall. Even when his yards per carry average is low, he's still putting up good numbers. He's getting practically all the carries. Miami has a middle-of-the-road defense, and Mendenhall has scored 4 touchdowns in his last 3 games. The dud here, I have a couple of them. Anthony Fasano is one of the duds. The Steelers are usually very tough versus the tight end. Look, last week's performance versus Cleveland was an aberration. Pittsburgh won't give up 10 receptions to Fasano or any other Miami tight end this week. And, they had his number last year when they limited him to 2 catches. Brian Hartline's another dud here. Look, he hasn't been great this season. Devon Bess has outshined him and has been more of the go-to guy than Hartline has. And this week he matches up versus Bryant McFadden, who's been very strong in coverage. There isn't much upside with Hartline. If you're looking for about 3 receptions for 30 yards, that's usually what he gets you. The sleeper here is Heath Miller at tight end. The return of Big Ben saw Miller put up a season-high 50 yards last week and a score on a 14-yard pass versus Cleveland. Look for that to continue. Pittsburgh rolls in this one, 21-16 over Miami.
All right, you got Pittsburgh rolling, eh? Okay, guys, let's go over to the chat room, get some questions in there. Ross, backup quarterback for the rest of the way, Kevin Cobb, Matt Castle, and Sam Bradford. Which of these options do you like? Before you say Kevin Cobb, not so fast, my friend. Mike Vick may eventually take that starting job back over. So if you had to ride it out for the rest of the season, Ross, as a backup quarterback for your fantasy football team, Kevin Cobb, Matt Castle, or Sam Bradford, who do you like there?
I'm going with Sam Bradford. I mean, I like what I've seen from him. They're passing the ball enough, and, you know, he seemed to be scoring some fantasy points without a lot of heralded wide receivers. I know Castle and Dwayne Bowe were on the right page last week, but I don't necessarily trust Matt Castle and that Kansas City offense to do anything but run. And I like Bradford with Steven Jackson now healthy. I think he's probably your better fantasy option.
I don't know if he
I don't trust Cobb to play
there.
That much either.
Yeah, I think Castle, though, you know, I think this guy's a lock to start every game. Ralph, let me throw it over to you. Cobb, Castle, or Bradford for your money. Who do you like?
Yeah, well, I like Castle because when I'm looking at my backup quarterback, what I want is consistency. And I look at the weapons around Castle, and, I mean, this guy's got playmakers and Jamal Charles. He's got Dwayne Bowe. He's got Tony Moiaki. I like the fact that he has those types of weapons around him. Whereas Sam Bradford, although this guy's got amazing talent, I mean, can he depend on guys like Denario Alexander each and every week? I know he doesn't have the horses around him.
Yeah.
He's had four double-digit fantasy weeks, and Castle's had two. So,
I understand that, but the season's still got a long way to go.
And I think also, too, you got to factor in Bradford, his injury prone. I don't care what you say. Non-PPR guys, Steven Jackson, Peyton Hillis, Jamal Charles, and Beanie Wells. Hillis is getting healthy. I think you take Jamal Charles and Beanie Wells. Well, maybe not. Steven Jackson, let me open it to the floor. This is a tough question. With non-PPR, Steven Jackson, Peyton Hillis, Jamal Charles, and Beanie Wells, fellas. Most of the time you got to go with the stud, which here is Steven Jackson on paper, but do you sit Steven Jackson here for any of these bananas?
No way. I'm starting Jackson and Charles, especially if it's a non-PPR, because I think Hillis is going to do most of his damage as a pass catcher this week. I like Jamal Charles a lot this week, and I wouldn't be sitting Steven Jackson for anybody right now.
All right, there you have it. PPR League, Ralph, Roy Williams, Patrick Creighton, or Jabbar Gaffney. Sounds like he's in trouble. Who do you got here?
Roy Williams, Jabbar Gaffney, or Devon Best, you said?
Creighton. Oh. Yeah, Roy Williams, Patrick Creighton, Jabbar Gaffney.
You know something? I think I rolled the dice with Patrick Creighton this week. Look, and they're going to need to throw the ball against New England. It's going to be a high-scoring affair. San Diego doesn't have much left there. The big receiver there is out. And I don't know. Gates is kind of iffy. And even if he does play, he's going to be limited. The big receiver is Malcolm Floyd. So, yeah, I'd go with Creighton here. I go with the best quarterback out of the lot here, and that's Phillip Rivers.
All right, Russ, let's see if we can help our friend out here in the chat room. He needs to sit three out of this muck. Devon Best, Anthony Armstrong, Brent Seelick, Jabbar Gaffney, and Nate Washington. So basically he needs to start two of these guys, Devon Best, Anthony Armstrong, Brent Seelick, Jabbar Gaffney, and Nate Washington. Ross, I kind of like the way the hula hoop's been playing lately.
Yeah, I mean, the two guys that I would sit would be Armstrong and Washington. I think Best in a PPR league is solid, and you're not going to bench Seelick with Kevin Cobb playing in there. And I like Jabbar Gaffney today. You know, with Eddie Royal a little banged up and Orton throwing the ball all the time, I think Gaffney's going to have a pretty solid fantasy day.
Yeah, just a side note there, in Tennessee, Kenny Britt playing, not starting, so maybe Nate Washington gets a little play there. Back over to the phone lines, 313, you're on the line, what's on your mind? 313, going once. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. All right, guys, Fantasy Football Insiders Radio, Rick Saratella, Ross Mandel, Ralph Mancini taking you around the league of mystery and intrigue. And one thing that's been intriguing is how the Cincinnati Bengals won the division last year, Ross, and now they're struggling at 2-3 with Batman and Robin over there, traveling into Atlanta, coming off the bye, facing a Falcons secondary that's really been struggling. What do you think? Do Batman and Robin finally arrive this week?
Yeah, absolutely correct to mention that the Falcons secondary is struggling. You know, Cedric Benson may be, for once, the second fiddle in the Cincinnati offense because of that struggle. Look, with Atlanta DBs not playing well, Dante Robinson may or may not play. Ocho and T.O., or as you like to call it, Rick, the T.Ocho show, are pretty solid number two wide receivers today. But look, just because Philly torched Atlanta secondary last week doesn't necessarily mean that Cincinnati will. I don't think you should expect number one receiver numbers from those two guys, but I think you definitely have them in there as solid number twos. For Atlanta, I think Michael Turner has been killing fantasy football owners, especially last week, but I think he's going to make up for it this week against a pretty mediocre Cincinnati run defense. I see 100 yards and at least a touchdown in his future, the touchdown being what fantasy football owners want to hear. As long as Roddy White, you know, who's a must-start, obviously, every week, as long as he draws attention downfield, Tony Gonzalez is going to have good fantasy football games, work in that space, and he will do so again today. He's going to find the end zone at least once here. You know, my problem with Cincinnati is I just don't trust Carson Palmer. For me, he's going to be a little bit of a dud in this game. I can't even recommend him during a bye week against a pretty pathetic secondary. I'd rather have your boy Matt Castle, to be honest with you, this week. Palmer's just throwing too many picks. He's throwing too many balls high and off target for me to recommend him as a fantasy starter, even against Atlanta in the Dome. For me, the sleeper here, a lot of people are down on Jermaine Gresham's chances this week because of the fact that they'll be working to the wide receivers with that weak DB situation in Atlanta. I think I would rather have Gresham in there than like a Dustin Keller type. I know he's off this week, but I think he could generate some solid fantasy football numbers. I think the coverages Atlanta has are going to be geared towards stopping the wide receiver. So I think Gresham is going to be able to score some solid fantasy points, and he's deadly in the red zone when they avoid Cedric Benson. As far as the score of this game goes, I thought about this game a lot, guys. I think Atlanta's going to win. I think it's going to be close. I'm going 31-30 Atlanta.
Wow, yeah, this is going to be a close game, fun game to watch, I think. But, boy, one of the better matchups on the docket today. Let's go back over to the chat room with the chat room people. And by the way, guys, you know, if you want to get in on the phone lines, 347-945-6275. It's 347-945-6275. And, boy, you know what? The chat room, the phone lines are lighting up, so let's go over to them. 262, you're on the line. What's on your mind? Okay, no 262. 313, I'm going to come back to you one more time. You're on the line. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Doing good, doing good. What's going on?
Nothing much. This is a PPR league, a three-catch PPR league, meaning you get three catches, you get 1 point for every three catches. And I have Demaryius Thomas on the waiver wire that I'm thinking about going to pick up. And then I have Patrick Creighton, and this is just at my flex spot. I have Patrick Creighton, and I'm thinking about picking up Demaryius Thomas with Eddie Royal being banged up. What do you guys think about that?
Don't love either play there. If I had to choose one over the other, I'd roll the dice with Demaryius Thomas probably and hope that we strike lightning there, but lightning in a bottle. But, you know, guys, correct me if I'm wrong. Hasn't Demaryius Thomas been inactive for a couple games, or is that Eric Jackson?
No, well, actually, he played last week and he
scored
well.
A touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
One more thing. Let me throw Joshua Cribbs in that mix. I anticipate him getting a lot of touches this week.
I like Cribbs more than both of those guys. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, a lot of Cribbs' touches are going to be in the return game.
Right, no Wildcat this week. No.
This week, I would stick with Creighton. You know, I think that he's going to get the most looks, and they're going to need to score points against San Diego's going to need to score a lot of points versus New England to beat them. So I would go with Creighton this week.
Yeah, if you only have one.
We didn't help you out any here. We're all confused and all have different opinions. But I'll tell you what, I do think you're going to see some Joshua Cribbs in the Wildcat today because you got Colt McCoy back there against the defending champions. And guess what? I know Colt McCoy played good last week, but Josh Cribbs, if he's healthy, he's going to get some looks there in the Wildcat. And I'm all about the upside. So I think, you know, Josh Cribbs with the ball in his hands is dangerous. And, you know, Demaryius Thomas, Patrick Creighton, you know, as far as upside goes, I think Cribbs has the most upside.
Okay. I appreciate that, fellas. I'm going to smoke that over. You were kind of conflicted, but I'm going to make it work. And keep me on the list.
No problem. Well, usually we try to get your answers, but you know what? That's a dilemma. That's like some deep league stuff that you could flip a coin on and – You know, like I said, I like Cribbs, you like Creighton, he likes Thomas. What are you going to do? Anyway, guys, non-PPR needs one of these guys, Johnny Knox, Demaryius Thomas. There's that name again, and Dez Bryant Ralph.
Johnny Knox. I'm going to go with Johnny Knox this week. You know, you take a look at his matchup versus the Washington Redskins, and they're giving up yards to just about, you know, every other passing game they go up against, and he's due to break out. I like the matchup. I don't see I'm not scared of that Washington secondary. I see the Chicago Bears putting up a lot of yards this week.
All right, a couple quick ones. The question about Celik over Gates, no. You know, I don't get it. You know, people get concerned about
Gates is playing this week, so as long as he's playing, you have to start Gates.
Yeah, you know, I'm not concerned there. You play him. Need three wide receivers between Roddy White, Larry Fitzgerald, Lance Moore, Mike Williams, the law firm, and Justin Forsett. I'm going to give you the three. Roddy White, Larry Fitzgerald, Mike Williams, three receivers all day long, hands down. PPR needs four of these guys, Ross. Roy Williams, Deion Branch, Tolbert, Moreno, Santana Moss, and Freddie Jackson. I'll say it one more time. Roy Williams, Deion Branch, Tolbert, Moreno, Santana Moss, and Freddie Jackson. Which four guys or which two guys don't you like here, Ross?
I'm sitting Jackson and I'm sitting Tolbert. I don't like Jackson doing anything against Baltimore, and I think Tolbert's role is going to be vastly reduced this week.
All right, there you have it. Let's give 262 another shout on the line. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the line. What's on your mind, 262?
What team?
You are on Fantasy Football Insiders Radio. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. It's more of an opinion. What team do you prefer? The Green Bay Packers? Or the Dolphins?
The Packers or the Dolphins? Well, thanks for the question. That's a very interesting question. And, you know, personally, I'm going to go with the Packers here because, you know, I like wine on Sunday. And you know what goes good with wine? Cheese. So you got to go with the Packers because they're cheeseheads. 678, you're on the line. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Just a couple quick ones. Big Ben over Eli today?
Who?
Big Ben or
Big
Eli
Ben?
Manning. Yeah.
Oh, Big Ben or Eli Manning. I'll throw that one over to you, Ross. You got your boy Eli Manning on Monday Night Football or Big Ben against the Dolphins?
Big Ben is the choice between these two. I don't think Eli's going to have a bad game, but I think Roethlisberger is going to have a very good game.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Is the weather's going to be okay in Miami, right?
It'll probably rain a little bit, but that's never a big deal.
Okay, and then this is a hard one for me, too. KC's defense over Philly.
You have a choice. Those Jacksonville defenses you have a choice of? Wow.
I'll take KC this week. I have no problems taking KC this week. I can't see the Jaguars generating any offense with that mess.
I don't know.
I
think the Jaguars are a sleeper pick this week. I think the Jaguars might win that game. But if I had to pick... Yeah, I'd go KC at home instead of Philadelphia on the road. And, you know, I think Philadelphia may be due for a letdown. They've been playing real good ball. They travel into Tennessee and face a tough Titans team at home. And, you know, I'd rather go with the home team, which is Kansas City, against a very porous offense, which is Jacksonville. But you know what? I would even shift through that waiver wire and maybe find like a – another option there. I don't know if I'm sold on Kansas City.
The thought of Kerry Collins getting blitzed by the Eagles is pretty tempting.
Yeah, Bowman hadn't quarterbacked since 2005, though.
That's right.
Yeah.
Cornell's
a very good defensive coordinator compared to the Carolina guy that didn't quarterback since 2005. So I think it'll probably be easier to scheme for, but. I don't know. They're at home. It's a short week for Jacksonville. I think MJD will have a good game, but I don't think the rest of the team will. But, you know.
I think you answered your own question thinking out loud here. I think Bowman is the X factor. I think you go Kansas City, and I do like Romeo Crimmel as a coordinator as well.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it, guys. You have a good one.
All right. You got it. You sold me on that one. I didn't do nothing there. All right, guys, let's see. We got a couple of chat room questions we'll come back to. First, let's see. What do we got? Looky here. Let's talk about that Philadelphia-Tennessee game. Ralph, both teams won two in a row. Who's going to win three?
Okay, look, the studs here. Look, you're going to start the big names with Philly. You start McCoy, you start Macklin, you start Celik, you start all those guys. But the stud this week, I say, is the Tennessee defense. Tennessee has a very formidable front four. They lead all defensive lines in sacks with 24 this year. And they're not only getting to the quarterback, but they are forcing interceptions. King Dunlap is starting at left tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles in place of Jason Peters. Look for the Titans to exploit that, despite Dunlap getting lots of help last week. Plus, Tennessee gets cornerback Jason McCourty back into the lineup, and the emergence of rookie cornerback Alteron Verner has only made this defensive unit even stronger. The dud here is Nate Washington. He's been very quiet lately. He's only had two targets last week and has two catches over the past two games. He's basically been an all-or-nothing big play receiver who doesn't catch enough balls. And this week, Justin Gage is back in the lineup, which means that Nate Washington is in store probably for another dismal performance. The sleeper here is the tight end Bo Scaife. Tennessee has been going to Scaife more often lately. Against Jacksonville, he caught four passes for 53 yards and a touchdown. Philly's linebackers struggle in pass coverage, so look for him to get open versus the likes of Stuart Bradley and Moise Foku, while those same linebackers must also focus on keeping Chris Johnson in check. So look for a decent day out of Bo Scaife. I do like Tennessee in a tight matchup here. I'll go Tennessee 24, Philadelphia 23.
A lot of close games this week, that's for sure. Let's get another game in first, and we'll go back over to the chat. Ross, Washington at Chicago. We've got Cutler versus McNabb in Donovan's hometown.
Yeah, it should be an interesting one. I think it's going to be a little more low-scoring than most. Look, I like Matt Forte today, but not to run the ball because apparently Mike Martz thinks you can't run the ball more than 10 times a game. Now, I like Forte out of the passing game today. The Skins give up receptions to opposing running backs. I think only two teams have given up more as far as that category goes in the NFL, so I think Forte is going to be used a lot in the passing game today. Ryan Terrain, pretty big against Indy, but Chicago isn't Indy as far as run defense goes. And the Bears may give up a big gainer or two, but I don't think you can expect another 100-yard, two-touchdown effort from Terrain. Both backs here are number two options as far as your running backs go. I actually like Johnny Knox in this game, as the Rev mentioned before. He has five receptions of 30 yards or more, and the Skins have given up the third most 30-plus yard receptions in the league. So that's a pretty good combination for Johnny Knox and Jay Cutler, but that's only if Cutler isn't killed behind that offensive line. Santana Moss, on the other hand, has the opposite problem. He likes to go deep, but the Bears prevent the deep ball better than almost anybody in the league. I think that's why Chris Cooley, despite the concussion, he is going to play. I think he has a top 10 tight end day in fantasy football this week. As far as duds go, I cannot recommend either quarterback in this game. I can't trust that Cutler won't get crushed behind that offensive line and Mike Martz's scheme. And with Donovan McNabb, I just don't think he's going to have a solid day without the ability to throw the ball deep, and the Bears take away the deep ball. I would not use either quarterback here. Sleeper to me, because McNabb won't be allowed to go deep, you know, I think that he's going to be forced into some sacks. I think he's going to be forced into some turnovers. I think the Chicago Bears defense is a pretty sneaky good play today as far as your fantasy football team goes if you need a bye week fill-in or even if you're looking on the waiver wire like the caller before was. I think the Bears win this game in a low-scoring affair relatively. I think Chicago 20, Washington 16.
Battle over the defenses. Well, let me ask you this. We got a question come in the chat room while you were going over that game, Ross. I know you're down on Jake Cutler, but would you start him over Matt Castle today?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. So we had you stumped there for a second. And speaking of stumped, I'm a little stumped this week on my own fantasy football team. So, you know, I'll come back to you guys on it at the end of the show if we have time. But I'd like to open it up to the chat room because yours truly needs a little help and advice myself. I'm really stuck on a dilemma with my PPR flex position, Jonathan Stewart or Chris Ivory this week. You know, I really like what Chris Ivory did last week. But I really like Carolina at home, getting that running game involved with Matt Moore back at the quarterback. I think Turf Toe Johnny might do his thing today. So that's my dilemma. I'm going to ask you, the listener, all you people in the chat room, help me out. Let me know who you like, Ivory or Jonathan Stewart. I'm going to take your questions now and run with them. First one, non-PPR, Chris Ivory or Matt Forte, Ralph?
I'm going to go with Ivory here. I mean, I also like that Carolina running game versus San Francisco this week, but I look for D'Angelo Williams to make some big plays this week, and I'm not sure what Stewart's going to get. Whereas Ivory, he just went off last week. He's got a cake matchup this week versus Cleveland. Cleveland has only given up one touchdown all year, but they give up plenty of yards. I believe they're giving up 117 rushing yards per week. And, you know, with all the weapons that he has around him, I think he's established himself as the go-to guy in that backfield in New Orleans. And with Pierre Thomas out, you know he's going to see the ball at least 15 times, if not more. So I want to go with Chris Ivory here.
And you like Ivory over Stewart and Matt Forte, is that correct?
Yeah, I'll take him over Forte also.
Okay. How about a flex position? You got to choose Chris Ivory, Dez Bryant, Tim Hightower, or Beanie Wells. For my pickings here, it's Ivory or Beanie Wells. I go Ivory all day. Do you guys agree?
I agree.
I agree. I like Beanie Wells also, but I'll take Ivory over him.
Okay. How about no Sean Moreno or Ryan Terrain this week, Ross? That's a tough one, non-PPR. Maybe it's not.
Well, when in doubt, go with the guy who's playing against the weaker defense, and I think the Oakland run defense is essentially a red carpet, and I don't like Terrain's matchup against the Bears, so I'm actually going with Moreno here.
Okay, interesting. Moreno or Terrain, Ralph?
Yeah, I agree with Ross. I'm going to go with Moreno. I'm not a big Moreno fan, but Terrain does have the tough matchup this week, so I'm going to have to go with Moreno.
This is true. That guy, Danny Woodhead, last week, guys, somebody wants to know, non-PPR league for his running back two position, looking a little slim here, but needs to know, maybe he's got some bye weeks and injuries, wants to know who to start between Danny Woodhead, Thomas Jones, or Ryan Terrain, fellas. Let me go over to Ralph.
I'm going to go with Thomas Jones this week. I like for all those guys on the Chiefs offense to have nice days, Derek Bowe, Moyaki, Jamal Charles, and Thomas Jones, who looks like he's got a little bit more of a spring and a step lately. Looks like he's hitting those holes with a little bit more speed. I want to go with Thomas Jones. I think that he cracks one into the end zone this week.
Interesting. You know, this is a tough question, Ross, because all these guys have question marks. Woodhead, Thomas Jones, or Ryan Terrain, who do you like for your money?
I'll always go with the guy that I think is going to get the ball more in a situation like this, and to me that's Terrain. I think Thomas Jones could get 10 carries in this game, and I think Terrain's going to get over 20. I like my chances there despite the tougher matchup.
I'm going to give you projections. Terrain, 20 carries, 60 yards. Thomas Jones, 15 carries, 40 yards. I think Danny Woodhead gets about 90 or 100 total yards, so I think I answered that question. It's the little big man, Danny Woodhead. Guys, go Bronx, regular listener, big-time question. I'm going to ramble off some names. I'm going to ask both of you for your opinions here. We need three players, all right, three players, PPR league, kick return yardage also included.
Nice.
Okay, so we got Randy Moss, Johnny Knox, Devon Bess, Mike Williams from Tampa Bay, Steve Smith from Carolina, Freddie Jackson, or the law firm, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. One more time, Randy Moss, Johnny Knox, Devon Bess, Mike Williams, Steve Smith of the Panthers, Freddie Jackson, and Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. PPR league with kick return yardage. What do you got here, Ross?
How many do you need?
Three.
I'm going Moss, I'm going Johnny Knox, and I'm going Carolina Steve Smith.
Okay. I also like Moss and Steve Smith. I'm going to swap out Knox for Mike Williams. Who do you have, Ralph?
I'm going to go with Moss, I'm going to go with Knox, and I'm going to go with Mike Williams.
Okay. There you have it. So hopefully we helped you out a little bit there on that one. We are a little bit divided today this week, and that's a good thing once in a while. Alex Smith or Kevin Cobb today, because you can't make the club in the tub, rub-a-dub-dub. Always love having him on the show. Alex Smith or Kevin Cobb, folks.
Seriously?
I think it's Cobb all day.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin Cobb. There's no. That's not even a question. There you go. All right, guys. One more from the chat. Over to a game. Need a wide receiver, non-PPR, Santana Moss, Michael Crabtree, and Lance Moore. Ross, your boy Crabtree showing a little life lately.
Yeah.
Santana Moss, Michael Crabtree, Lance Moore.
Yeah, you know, I saw this question in the chat room. I think it's a tough one. I don't like Moss's chances getting deep against Chicago today. I just don't. I'm going to go with Crabtree today.
Ralph, what do you like there?
Yeah, Crabtree.
Crabtree, okay. Jock Strap, you're a funny dude, man. I love it. all right, let's get another game in here. This is Fantasy Football Insiders Radio. In case you didn't know, now you know. Rick Saratella, Ross Mandel, Ralph Mancini, check us out over at NFLDraftBible.com. I dare you to go there. I bet you won't go. I bet you won't do it. We're here each and every week, Sunday mornings, 8:30 to 10, breaking it down for you. This is how we do it. This is how we roll, like Montel Jordan. St. Louis at Tampa Bay, Ralph. Combined 4 wins last year, these two teams. Each of them have 3 wins this year. St. Louis traveling into Tampa Bay. Take it away.
Yeah, the stud here is the receiver, Mike Williams. He had a so-so game versus the Saints last week, but he was hampered by a foot injury. He's much healthier today, and the Rams have issues of their own in the secondary with an ailing Ron Bartel who is battling a thigh injury. Williams leads the team in targets at 42. It should only continue to grow with his quarterback, Josh Freeman. The Syracuse product is coming close to making plays every week. Consider him a number 2 receiver the rest of the way. The dud here is Cadillac Williams. This guy needs more than a tune-up. This Cadillac's engine is just shot. He has yet to average more than 3.4 yards per carry this season and is averaging 2.5 yards per carry for the whole season. Per game. He has yet to average more than 3.4 yards per carry per game and is averaging 2.5 yards per carry for the season. Sorry to confuse you there. Sleeper here is Denario Alexander, the rookie receiver. He's finally healthy. He tied for the team lead in targets last week with 5. Outside of Aqib Talib, the Bucs have serious issues in the secondary with a slow Rondae Barber at cornerback, an awful safety tandem in Sean Jones and Cody Grimm. Those safeties have already given up 7 plays of 40 yards or more. I do like Tampa Bay in this one, 21-20 over the St. Louis Rams.
Wow, you guys are predicting a lot of one-point ball games. If you're on the money, that means it's going to be an interesting and fun Sunday for me. Let's see here. Go back over to the chat room now. Boy, I love this show, man. Rapid fire. Freddie Jackson receptions, you want me to throw out a number? I'd say 3 or 4. Michael Bush, Ryan Terrain, Marshawn Lynch needs 2, Ross.
I'd sit Lynch. I'm not a big believer in him at this point.
I agree 1,000%. Non-PPR, Ralph, Beanie Wells, Jonathan Stewart, Dexter McCluster. Now here's the kicker, literally, the X factor. Return yardage counts, and Dexter McCluster has outscored Jonathan Stewart and Beanie Wells up to this point. It's a non-PPR league. Return yardage counts. Dexter McCluster is his leading scorer so far of these 3 running backs. Do you start McCluster over Turf Toe Johnny and Beanie Wells this week?
I start McCluster because of the matchup versus Jacksonville. So then it comes down to, would you rather have Wells or would you rather have Stewart? And to me, Stewart is iffy because I think D'Angelo Williams is going to have a big game this week. I don't know how much action Stewart is going to get. I do like his matchup, but I'm going to go with Beanie Wells here. I think he's established himself as the number one back with the Cardinals. You saw him in the last game versus New Orleans. They gave him the ball about 20 times. So to me, I think that, you know, coming off a bye week, I think this entire offense is going to be firing on all cylinders. I do like the fact that Max Hall is looking for Larry Fitzgerald a lot more than Anderson did in prior games. So I think that only helps the offense and should help Beanie Wells. I'm going to go with Wells and McCluster here.
All right. Yeah, I think McCluster probably outscores both of these guys, you know, even if he doesn't even get any touches on offense. I think just based on the return, you know, 5 kickoff returns, punt returns, whatever, We'll probably get the job done. Ross, non-PPR league, Mike Williams or Ryan Terrain? I know, you know, we're all about the touches. So is it safe to say Ryan Terrain over Mike Williams of Tampa Bay, or are you scared off by that Chicago defense?
I'm a little scared off by the Chicago defense, but I think Terrain finds the end zone. I think these guys will actually have comparable stats. I think they're each going to have like 70 yards and a touchdown this week. So if you want to roll with Williams, I can't argue with you, but I would play Terrain.
All right, Fantasy Football Insiders Radio, Rick Saratella, Ross Mandel, Ralph Mancini going around the league. And, Ross, this week the Bills are coming off a bye.
Oh, baby.
Looking for their first win. Ed Reed's been waiting 6 weeks to hit somebody. I think he's going to be on the field today at Baltimore. Talk to me.
Boy, oh, boy, this is not the matchup the Bills need coming off their bye week. Look, Ray Rice against the Buffalo run defense is pretty much as good as it gets fantasy-wise, even if Willis McGahee does steal some carries after not being traded. I think Joe Flacco is a top 10 guy, but I don't think he's a top 5 guy, even though he's playing Buffalo. I think the Baltimore ground game will, of course, be the focus here, but that doesn't mean that Jersey Joe isn't going to have decent fantasy numbers. Think 210, 220 yards and a couple touchdowns, which is good enough for your fantasy team, I would hope. Anquan Boldin is worth the number 2 wide receiver spot, but I just don't see a lot of upside there because I don't think they're going to be throwing the ball over the field today. Todd Heap against the worst fantasy defense against tight ends is a nice start. And, of course, the Baltimore defense against Buffalo's offense on the road is a very tasty matchup. I think the dud here is the Buffalo receiving core. Lee Evans and Stevie Johnson are simply not worth the risk. I know Steve Johnson has 4 touchdowns in his last 3 games, but the scores aren't going to be there this week for the Buffalo offense. It's as simple as that. And honestly, Lee Evans has had 1 decent week, and that was against Jacksonville, who everybody has a decent week against. So I would avoid anybody on the Buffalo offense, quite frankly, except Freddie Jackson, baby. If you're playing in a PPR league, Fred Jackson will do you right this week because Fitzpatrick is going to be dumping the ball off to him as much as he possibly can on checkdowns, avoiding the blitz. I also think in a PPR league that Baltimore's Derek Mason is a good play today. Look, he looked solid last week, 8 catches last week for Mason. I do not think a repeat is out of the question this week. I think Baltimore absolutely decimates Buffalo 27-6.
Wow, 27-6. You're right on par with Vegas there, Ross. A couple of questions from this game. You know, you mentioned Joe Flacco there as being a top 10 quarterback. Would you start him over Kyle Orton this week?
No. I think Orton's a top 5 quarterback this week. I think Flacco's top 10. Orton's just going to be throwing the ball more, and I don't care if Flacco has Anquan Boldin and better receivers. Orton makes his own points in fantasy football. He's been doing it every week, and he's going to do it again this week against Oakland.
All right, well, you mentioned Freddie Jackson catching some balls out of the backfield there, so let me ask you this. PPR league, points per reception, Roy Williams, Santana Moss, Deion Branch, or Freddie Jackson, who do you like from that equation?
One more time.
Roy Williams, Santana Moss, Deion Branch, or Freddie Jackson?
Much as I don't think he's going to get deep, I do like Santana Moss the best out of that group.
All right. No magic for the second week for Deion Branch. Denario Alexander over Michael Crabtree. I see a few people in the chat room going crazy over Denario. Hey, listen, you know what? The kid undrafted out of Missouri actually got cut a couple times in the training camp, finally landed in St. Louis, and caught a touchdown pass last week. But guess what? You know, I'm not putting my money on Denario Alexander. Come on now. Michael Crabtree, let's be honest here, has more upside, I think. Jabbar Gaffney or Hakeem Nicks? We know Nicks is a little banged up. Let's throw it over to our Giants guru over here. You starting Gaffney over Nicks this week?
No, I'm not. It's going to take a – I'm a little nervous about Nicks, but I think I need a little more to rely upon than Jabbar Gaffney to sit Nicks. You know, if you're looking at, you know, Mike Williams of Tampa Bay
or even, you know, Steve Smith of Carolina, I'd start those guys over Knicks because I know I'm going to get something out of them. But I'm a little sketchy with Gaffney and that Denver rotation over there, so I'd keep Knicks in there. But if you're going to keep them in there, you're not going to have an option because it's a Monday night game. Just know that.
Hey, look, I have Knicks in every league, and I'm starting them. So
that's all you need to know. Ralph, Jay Cutler or Eli Manning this week?
I'm going to go with Jay Cutler. I like the matchup versus the Washington Redskins. They're giving up passing yards to just about everybody. And on top of that, I think the Giants have the better running game, so they can lean on their running game a little bit more than Chicago can.
All right, needs three of these guys, Ross. Denario Alexander, Michael Crabtree, Derek Mason, Dexter McCluster, Demaryius Thomas. Slim pickings here, needs three. Denario Alexander, Michael Crabtree, Derek Mason, Dexter McCluster, and Demaryius Thomas here. Shoot away.
Well, I think I'm definitely going with Mason and Crabtree. And my question is, do return yards count? Because if so, I'll go with McCluster as the third guy.
It doesn't mention it here, but it is a non-PPR.
If it's non-PPR, I'll actually take I'll put my money on the money, Denario.
Okay, I like it. Non-PPR, Justin Forsett or the law firm, Ben Jarvis Green, Ellis, Ralph.
I know Justin Forsett looked great last week. He is getting a lot of catches out of the backfield, but I like Ben Jarvis Green, Ellis' chances of getting a cheap touchdown. So I'm going to go with the law firm this week.
I agree. Ross, we've been pretty big on Big Ben this week. How big you want to go over Aaron Rodgers?
I'm not ready to go quite that far. I know Donald Driver's dinged up. I know Finley's out. But I'm sticking with Aaron Rodgers against Minnesota in that big game.
Ralph, Rodgers or Big Ben?
Oh, I'm going to go with Rodgers all the way here. I don't like Minnesota's depth in the secondary, and when Green Bay is going to go to 3 and 4 wides, I think they're going to be able to exploit Minnesota's defense.
Okay, so maybe not over Aaron Rodgers. How about Phillip Rivers?
I don't know. You know what? If San Diego didn't have that injury to Floyd, I probably would have gone with Rivers over Rodgers, but I'm still going to go with Rodgers over Rivers.
No. Big Ben or Phillip Rivers?
Oh, Big Ben. Oh, no, I'm going with Phillip Rivers here. I think, as I said before, he's going to need to throw the ball all over the field. Rivers is a resourceful guy. Even when he does have some injuries, he finds a way to put up numbers. And Gates is playing this week, so I'm going to stick with Phillip Rivers.
Rivers or Big Ben, Ross?
I could see Belichick frustrating Rivers, and when Rivers is frustrated, he tends not to play as well. I'm going to go with Roethlisberger.
I'm going to go Big Ben as well for this week's purposes. PPR needs two, Derek Mason, Steve Smith, Randy Moss, Danny Amendola. It's Steve Smith and it's Randy Moss, no question about it.
It doesn't even matter which Steve Smith.
Yeah. All right, guys. Fantasy Football Insiders Radio here. Over to the phone lines. We've got 586. You're on the line. What's on your mind?
How you guys doing today?
What's happening?
Doing good. Doing good. Week 7 holiday.
Yeah, you gotta love that. I've got a QB flex question. I got Chubb on a bye. I'm starting Rodgers. I could go either Matt Moore and play my receivers, which I can list those right now. I got Gaffney, Mike Williams, Tampa Bay, Johnny Knox, Fitzgerald, Ocho, or Lance Moore. I can either start three receivers or start two receivers and Matt Moore.
Well, I'm all about quarterbacks myself, so, you know, I would definitely start Matt Moore, as poor as he may be. Quarterbacks put up yardage, so I'll take my chances over, quarterback over wide receiver any day. As far as the wide receivers go, I definitely like Ocho Cinco to have a huge day against Atlanta coming off the bye week, and my other receiver would be Larry Fitzgerald just because he's a stud.
Gotcha. Okay, sounds good. That's what I needed to know. So.
Yep. Go with Matt Moore all the way.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right. Yep, you got it, man. Didn't mean to cut you off. Fantasy Football Insiders Radio Show. Rick Saratella, Ross Mandel, Ralph Mancini going around the league of mystery and intrigue. Glad to see we got the Tasmanian Devil back in the chat room, the official moderator of our show, Taz. Check him out. And he's got the Fantasy Football Roundtable discussion every Saturday night right here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. If you don't listen to this show, then you want to listen to that show. But if you want to hit him with the double whammy, you listen to that show, then you wake up early and listen to this show. You hit him with the he and you hit him with the ha. You know what I mean? All right, guys. Cleveland at New Orleans, Ralph. Sometimes I make myself laugh. Everybody was talking about Colt McCoy being the next Drew Brees. Not us. Everybody else was. Actually, if I had a nickel every time I heard it, I'd be retired by now. But this is a battle of the six-foot quarterbacks. The D-man versus the wannabe, Drew Brees versus Colt McCoy, Cleveland at New Orleans. Cleveland, I think, also coming off the bye week, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Take it away, Ralph.
Okay, well, I like Peyton Hillis here as a stud. He proved that he can be trusted even in tough matchups. He had 90 total yards on a bad quad last week versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Saints allow 49 receiving yards per game to opposing running backs. Look for a strong performance out of Hillis. I also like Marquise Colston. He leads the team in receiving. He's getting plenty of targets every week, but he's yet to score. Look for that to happen this week versus arguably the worst cornerback duo in the league in Eric Wright and Sheldon Brown. The duds here are the receivers Brian Rubitsky and Chancey Stuckey. With Mohamed Mazzucchi ruled out with last week's concussion, both Rubitsky and Stuckey should get plenty of time. Rubitsky has been a non-factor all year. Last week he had a season-high 2 catches, so you really can't count on him. And then on top of that, look for quarterback Colt McCoy to continue leaning on his tight ends versus a strong secondary. Plus, Darren Sharper is back this week. The sleeper here, and we mentioned this guy before, is Christopher Ivory. Ivory has emerged as a top dog in the Saints' backfield. Last week had 15 carries for 158 yards. The Browns aren't particularly strong versus the run. They're ranked 23rd in that department. And the Saints have plenty of other weapons to prevent Cleveland from focusing all their energies on stopping Mr. Ivory. I do like New Orleans in this game, 33-19.
Yeah, this one looks like a one-sided matchup, one-sided affair. Ross, we're winding down the 1 o'clock games here. Why don't you hit us off with a little bit of San Francisco at Carolina. You know, Carolina's still looking for that first win, as we mentioned. Jimmy Clausen back to the bench. Matt Moore back at helm.
Yeah, John Fox just scrambling to get wins for his resume here. Look, Steve Smith is back, and I trust him to put up fantasy points today, maybe not to the extreme, but he and Matt Moore had a pretty decent chemistry going. And I think because there will be at least a semblance of a passing game, D'Angelo Williams has a decent fantasy day today, and he'll be able to get some work done. He's actually run pretty well, but without a passing game, he just hasn't been on the field as much as you should getting the ball. I think that'll change this week. One guy who has no trouble getting on the field and getting the ball is Frank Gore. And he's going to go for over 120 total yards and at least a touchdown today against that soft Carolina front seven. I think Vernon Davis is also a must start, even though Carolina, oddly, hasn't given up a touchdown to a tight end yet, which is very strange to me. I think Michael Crabtree is a solid play as your number two wide receiver. He's found the end zone each 2 weeks since they've made that offensive coordinator change. Coincidence? Maybe, but who really cares? Ride the hot hand with Michael Crabtree. I think the dud in this game is turf toe Johnny Stewart. 8 carries is his season high, and he has 1 touchdown, and there's no way he's worth a play until he shows signs of life and getting the ball a little bit more. I think the sleeper here, the Niners defense, baby, double digits for me last week, going against the league's worst offense. Even though Carolina will have a bit more of a spark, I think that the San Francisco defense is a worthy play today on a bye week. Carolina's not getting their first win here. I see San Francisco 26, Carolina 14.
All right, Carolina remaining winless as Rostradamus rubs his crystal balls over there. All right, guys, Fantasy Football Insiders Radio, Rick Saratella, Ross Mandel, Ralph Mancini, taking you around the league of mystery and intrigue. That's what we do each and every week right here on the Fantasy Sports Channel, 8:30 to 10. Check us out over at the NFLDraftBible.com. I greatly appreciate it. If you visit us, drop us a line. Hey, you want answers, questions answered during the week? You can email us at media, at NFLDraftBible.com. You don't have to wait till Sunday morning. Media at NFLDraftBible.com. We'll all get your email. One of us will chime in. Who knows? Maybe all of us will chime in. But speaking of questions, we've got a lot of chat room questions to attend to because now it's serious because now this is where we earn our money. This is where we earn our keep, baby. But I'm pushing all the trophies off the mantle because I want new ones. Let's see. Ryan Michael Bush or Ryan Terrain this week? I think this is a no-brainer. Ryan Terrain, hands down. Do you guys agree?
I do.
Yes.
All right. The Reverend is praying. Santana Moss or Donald Driver? Go ahead, Ralph.
I'm going to go with Donald Driver this week. I know that he hasn't been great in the past couple of games, but I think that this week Rodgers should find him. You know, Minnesota did a great job of containing Miles Austin. I think they'll do the same with Greg Jennings this week, and I think Driver's going to be open early and often. I'm going to go with Donald Driver.
Ross, PPR League needs two. Roy Williams, Mike Williams of Tampa, Deion Branch. I think you put Roy Williams to the bench here.
I agree with you. I'm not. It's close between he and Branch. You definitely start Mike Williams, but I'd go with Branch.
Yeah, ride the hot hand after last week. Why not? 49ers defense or Giants defense? I got to say, 49ers defense looks like a very tight play this week. I actually have them myself, so I'm going for that. The one about Kyle Orton or Big Ben, I think we answered that one. We were in agreement. You go Kyle Orton over Big Ben?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes,
right. Here you go, Ralph. Ralph, NJD or the real McCoy, Shady McCoy this week? A lot of haterade in the chat room this week on NJD. Are you going to put him to the bench for Shady McCoy this week?
Absolutely. I mean, MJD has no quarterback. He has no receivers. He has no offensive line. I'm going to go with McCoy.
He made it sound easy, Ross.
I don't think it's easy, but I think McCoy is good enough that I would bench Maurice Jones-Drew for.
Yeah, believe it or not, LeSean McCoy is playing like one of the best running backs in football right now, so I'd have to agree. It's hard to sit him right now, although I am hoping for a big MJD day because he's been killing me. Aaron Hernandez or Aaron Gates this week, Ross?
One more time, Rick. I'm sorry.
Aaron Hernandez of the Patriots or banged-up Antonio Gates?
If Gates plays, you can't bench him for anybody, and he always plays, so I'm staying with Gates.
I agree. Ralph, Hakeem Nicks or Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah, I know that Hakeem Nicks is a little iffy with that hamstring of his, and I'm still going to go with Nicks. I mean, you take a look at both teams. The Cardinals, I think, are going to play it more conservatively. They're going to need to run the ball, and they're going to look to run the ball a little bit more. And you take a look at the Giants, I think that's going to be a high-scoring affair on Monday Night Football. And I think that Eli is going to put the ball in the air more than Max Hall is. So I think the chances of Nicks having a big game are a little bit better than Fitzgerald's.
Hey, Russ, Costa in the chat room wants to know which wide receiver benefits the most from the Dallas Clark injury.
Well, right now I'm going to say Pierre Garçon because Austin Colley's hurt. But when Colley returns, I think he'll be the biggest beneficiary.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I would also say keep an eye out for Blair White as well. You know, I think that he's going to slip into that slot role. I think Gonzalez is more the wide-out type of guy. They're going to split out wide to back up Wayne and Garçon. I think Blair White is the guy that could play that Austin Colley role until Austin Colley comes back.
Oh, the Blair Witch Project. I think I might be able to run faster than him if I was running backwards. Brandon LaFell, Mike Williams, or Mike Sims-Walker. Okay, needs two. Non-PPR, Ross. Looks like his team is hurting here. Brandon LaFell, Mike Sims-Walker, and Mike Williams of Seattle. It's not even the real Mike Williams. Needs two. Which player are you putting on the bench? I guess you benched the rookie LaFell?
Yeah, I definitely sit LaFell, even though I'm, you know, very down on Mike Sims-Walker. I don't know who's going to throw him the ball this week, but I still think he's a better option than LaFell.
I would just drop Mike Sims-Walker right now. I don't know why you'd want to start him. There's got to be somebody better out there on your waiver wire.
It ain't Brandon LaFell.
No, it's not. It's not, but there's got to be somebody better out there. Come on.
We're going to go over to the phone lines in a second. One more quick one. Ralph, the boys want to know, Tony Mowacki or Aaron Hernandez or Heath Miller?
I like Heath Miller this week, but I'm going to go with Aaron Hernandez. I can see Brady having a great game versus San Diego. Nice weather, lots of points. I'm going to go with Mr. Hernandez.
20-team league sounds like ours, Ross. Non-PPR, needs one guy, Kenny Britt, who we mentioned is going to be benched, but he will play. Danny Woodhead, a little big man in New Orleans, New England. Or Deion Butler, who really hasn't done too much for Seattle. So Kenny Britt, Danny Woodhead, Deion Butler, are you going to ride with me? Are you going to ride that Danny Woodhead bandwagon with me, baby?
I am, if this is my choice, Rick. Between the week that Kenny Britt's had and the fact that Kerry Collins is playing quarterback, I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. And Deion Butler, just too inconsistent. And you know Woodhead's going to be involved in the offense, whether it's carrying the ball or catching the ball. So I think you'd go with the little big man, Danny Woodhead.
Yeah, I love me some Woodhead. Let's go over to the phone lines and get it in. 707, you're on the line. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, a couple quick questions for you. Mike Williams out of Seattle or Steve Smith out of Carolina? You get 2 points per yard, 60 points for a touchdown.
Steve Smith.
Yes,
That easy, huh, guys?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer.
Okay. How about Creighton or Knox?
Nah, that's a tougher one. I'm going to go with Knox. I think he's going to be able to get loose a couple times, even though Cutler's going to get pounded. I think it's not going to be on every play. So I think Knox will shake loose for a couple deep balls. I see him going over 100 yards today.
I think Knox has the bigger upside.
Yeah, don't like either guy, but if I had to lean towards one, I'd make it Knox as well.
I also have Creighton in that league too. Would you go Creighton in there? Or
instead of Knox?
Yeah.
No.
No.
It's close, but I like Knox better. It's just more reliable.
Creighton ain't the type of guy you want to bet the farm on, if you know what I mean.
Well, I grabbed him because I have Floyd. I'm kind of edging him because of Floyd. If Floyd's out in time, I want to make sure I have that option in San Diego.
Yeah,
that's why I grabbed.
I hear you. I hear you. You can't get
last
hurt.
Last question, guys.
Yep, go ahead.
Last question. Owen Daniels, is he something you should jump on before the waiver wire closed down today, or do you think you might fly for tomorrow because he's not playing tonight?
Who's your other tight end?
Finley. No, I
yeah,
have.
Yeah, grab Daniels.
I have Winslow. Well, I picked up Winslow real quick.
Winslow. Yeah, I would grab Daniels, and then that way you can play the matchups.
Nope.
Because
no reason to have
Winslow.
Finley on your roster.
Yeah, he's gone for the year. But, you know, listen,
well,
Kellen Winslow could give you nothing but headaches. You're going to be running out of Advil every 2 days with that guy on your team. So I would pick up Daniels. At least that way you have a choice.
Yeah, I picked up Winslow for Finley, but the Finley was my guy.
Yeah,
all right, guys,
Daniels
thanks for the great. All right, guys. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Good luck in your leagues.
Yeah, hey, thanks. Good luck to you as well. Always appreciate the phone calls for sure. You want to get in on that? 347-945-6275. 347-945-6275. We've been doing this show for 3 years, and I still have to check and look down and read that phone number. Why can't I memorize that? All right, guys. Fantasy Football Insiders Radio. Boy, Rick is giddy today, making myself laugh all day.
Hey, now.
At least somebody's humored. Jacksonville at Kansas City, Ralph, winding down the 1 o'clock games. Last 1 o'clock game, we're going to cover, then we'll get into the 4 o'clock games. We've been talking about this matchup. Jacksonville traveling into Kansas City. The Chiefs got it started, won 3 games in a row. Now they lost the last 2 games. Which team is the real Chiefs team, Ralph?
Well, the one thing I can tell you is the stud here is Matt Castle. The Jags are tied for the most touchdown passes allowed with 14. They are giving up the second most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks. You have to take advantage of this kind of matchup. Start Matt Castle. You also start Dwayne Bowe. Bowe came to life last week versus an awful Houston secondary with 6 receptions, 108 yards, and 2 touchdowns. This week he gets a secondary that's even worse. The Jags' defensive backfield has communication issues, tackling issues, and coverage issues. David Jones at cornerback has been a joke, and this week they start inexperienced safeties in Courtney Green and Don Carey. Man, it doesn't get any easier than that. The dud here is Maurice Jones-Drew. The Chiefs are pretty stout versus the run, limiting opponents to about 90 yards rushing per game. Expect them to load the box all day long with Todd Bowman at quarterback. So, look, if you can't sit him, fine. You have to start Maurice Jones-Drew, but don't expect a lot of great things out of him. Don't expect great numbers out of him. If you have better or comparable options, start them over MJD this week. The other dud is Mike Sims-Walker. Sims-Walker has 4 catches in his last 8 games, plus this week he has no quarterback. You know, I would think about flat out dropping this guy if I could. The sleeper here is Kansas City's defense. Look for Tamba Ali to add to his 4.5 sack total this week versus a weak pair of tackles, and a 38-year-old quarterback who hasn't played in 5 years. Kansas City wins this in a laugher, 30-6.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Oh, yeah, big time.
I don't know about that. I think Jacksonville might win this game.
And they're coming
off
the short week, and they're playing in Kansas City.
Okay, we shall see. Steve Smith or Jabbar Gaffney in a non-PPR, Ross?
Steve Smith, don't care which one.
All right, this guy definitely needs some help. Non-PPR league, Jason Avant, Josh Morgan, and Lewis Murphy. Jeez, non-PPR league. I got to believe there's got to be, maybe this is the guy that's in the 20-team league. There's got to be someone on the waiver wire. But, Ralph, for these purposes, Avant, Morgan, or Murphy, who do you like here?
I would roll the dice with Jason Avant. I mean, DeSean Jackson is out. Avant is a reliable pass catcher, a good possession receiver. I know Cobb looks to him a lot. He has faith in him. So I think Avant is going to be the guy here. I mean, Morgan and Murphy don't do much for me.
Well, the only thing there is Cobb wasn't even throwing the ball to DeSean Jackson anyway. He throws the ball to Macklin. And that's like Macklin and Seelick.
Coverages are going to roll towards Macklin now.
I don't know. I like Lewis Murphy because he's the number one.
Who's his quarterback?
You know, like I said, you can't really win the way here. The question about should I dump PT Cruiser? No. I mean, you know, listen, Pierre Thomas is going to be a good solid start for your fantasy football team when, and you know, he is coming back. So, you know, don't dump the PT Cruiser. I know they stopped making them, but that model is still good. Michael Bush or Ryan Matthews, fellas, who do you like this week?
Matthews, by far.
Matthews.
All right. Ahmad Bradshaw, does anyone know if he's a go for Monday's game? Well, I live in New Jersey, and I haven't heard anything about him not playing. So unless you guys have anything to add to that.
I haven't heard anything.
He's totally healthy.
Okay. Let's see. Half a point PPR. Hightower, McFadden, or Meacham for the flex. I'd roll the dice and go Meacham here myself. McFadden coming back off injury, I'm not so sure about that. And Hightower, you know, when Beanie Wells is healthy, you just never know what you're going to get from Mr. Hightower. But Robert Meacham is no lock, although I would roll the dice with him, which leads me to believe maybe I should open it up to the floor and see what you guys think.
Yeah, I actually agree with you, Rick. I wouldn't touch McFadden, and I've never been the biggest Hightower fan, so, I think it's worth going with Meacham this week.
Yeah, I think they're going to find Meacham. Meacham's been playing well lately. Definitely Meacham.
All right. PC Keene, Reverend, he needs you to say a prayer for him. These are his choices at the quarterback position, so maybe we should say 2 Hail Marys, 5 All Fathers, and Ryan Fitzpatrick from Buffalo, Colt McCoy from Cleveland, Matt Moore from Carolina, or Max Hall from Arizona. Now, while you pick up your jaw off the table, because this is shocking that this is who you have to choose. Let me say it again. Collect your thoughts. It has me bumbling and stumbling. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Colt McCoy, Matt Moore, or Max Hall. Ralph, who do you like?
Oh, man. you know something? I think I might roll the dice here and go with Max Hall. I mean, just because I've seen this kid play. He's a smart guy. I think maybe he'll make I think he's going to make the least amount of mistakes out of all these quarterbacks. He does have a big Larry Fitzgerald to throw to. So, you know, best case scenario, he might put up maybe about 200 yards and give you a touchdown with no interceptions. So I think that he is the safest play out of these four choices.
Russ, what do you think? Pick from a hat?
I don't like playing on the road against Seattle's defense. And I mean, look, the least of all the evils here, shockingly, I'd actually go with Matt Moore at home against the Niners. Steve Smith back, playing at home, a little more comfortable than going to Seattle and dealing with all that stuff. You know, you're in for a rough week, but I'd roll the dice with Moore.
Well, I'm going to make it even more confusing, and I'm going to go Ryan Fitzpatrick here because, you know, Max Hall is a rookie, and so is Colt McCoy. And Matt Moore, there's a reason why he was benched the first time. So I'm going to tell you like this. Ryan Fitzpatrick, off of the bye week, they're going to be down by a lot of points. They're going to be thrown to catch up. I love Stevie Johnson. Got a little bit of Lee Evans sprinkled in there. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick might even get two touchdowns today. Hey, what do I know?
That team ain't scoring two touchdowns today.
And let me ask you something. Hey. How does that offensive line stop that pass rush?
Hey, man, listen, I'm just telling you the facts. Like, PPR, needs two here, PPR. Cedric Benson, D'Angelo Williams, Ryan Terrain, and Felix Jones. Are you going to sit Benson for Ryan Terrain is what it comes down to?
No way. This one's easy. I'm going with Benson and D'Angelo Williams.
I agree.
All right. Costa, love it. Costa and Jock Strat, man, always keeping me laughing in the chat room. Ryan Terrain or Cedric Benson, I think we just answered that one. It's Benson. Needs two, Dwayne Bowe, Jeremy Maclin, and Mike Williams from Tampa Bay. Ooh, I think Maclin is a no-brainer. Ross, who do you like between Bowe and Mike Williams of Tampa?
For today or the course of the season?
For today.
Today, I love Dwayne Bowe against Jacksonville. How can you not like anybody against Jacksonville?
Yeah, yep.
All right, Ralph, non-PPR. Roy Williams, Denario Alexander, or Wes Welker?
Oh, well, I think I'm going to have to go with Mr. Wes Welker here. I mean, I think he, especially in the PPR league, I think he's going to get the most touches here, and I think he's going to outproduce those other two receivers, Wes Welker.
Non-PPR, Ross, Matt Forte or Jamaal Charles?
Non-PPR, Jamaal Charles.
Okay, non-PPR, Jamaal Charles or Peyton Hillis?
Still Charles.
Yep.
Right. There you go. Okay.
What do you got?
Anybody, Aaron Watson. Aaron Hernandez or Ben Watson, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm going Hernandez.
Yeah, Hernandez.
I agree. Okay, need some flex help PPR. Tim Hightower, Lee Evans, McGahee, Lewis Murphy, or Justin Forsett. Hightower, Lee Evans.
How many guys does he need from that?
Just one. Hightower, Lee Evans, McGahee, Lewis Murphy, or Justin Forsett. Who do you got?
I'll go with Forsett in the PPR league. I mean, he looked great last week, looked very explosive. You know they're going to throw him the ball. He's the third down back there. I think they're going to use him a lot this week. I'll go with Forsett.
I might go Hightower myself. I think Lewis Murphy finds the end zone this week. I don't know. Call me crazy. That's just me. Okay, here it is. The lock of the week, 4 p.m. games, lock of the week. I'm telling you right now, New England is going to go into San Diego and destroy them, Ross.
Well, I don't know about destroy, but I certainly think they're going to win.
Nate Kading out, Antonio Gates gimped up. He will play. Don't make any mistake about it. I think Wes Welker has a good day, but don't expect top 10 numbers against the number one pass defense in the league somehow. Look, Brady and Rivers are must plays, though I like Rivers a little bit better, actually. Despite the injuries to the wide receivers, I think Rivers has a decent day. But those injuries are going to give Ryan Matthews some solid fantasy points. I think he's going to have his biggest fantasy day that he's had so far this year, and I think he's a top-end number two or a low-end number one, depending on how you want to look at it. I think Aaron Hernandez finds the end zone today. He's a top-five tight end, in my opinion, today. I have him as the fifth-rated tight end. Patrick Creighton's going to haul in plenty of Rivers passes with Floyd out. And I think even Deion Branch is usable in PPR leagues. To me, the dud in this game is Tolbert. I'd rather go with someone who's guaranteed more touches. Yeah, he scored last week, but he only had three touches, and I think Matthews is going to be worked in more this week. I just don't think the Tolbert risk is worth it this week. The sleeper is the little big man we've been talking about all day, and that's Danny Woodhead. He's stealing carries from Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis. He's useful in the passing game. He's all over the field. Do not hesitate to use him as your flex this week. He's had double-digit fantasy points in all three games since he's been on New England. He's going to do it again this week. New England 31, San Diego 27. See you, North.
Yeah, I think this one's going to – this is my Bubba Sparks ugly game of the week. I think New England is going to smash San Diego. You heard it here first. The names have changed. The results stay the same. Those New England Patriots, you got to give it to them. What ticks me off more than anything else, though, is the guy, you know, the Jets had this kid in their own backyard.
Yep.
And they freaking cut him to keep this J.O. Joe McKnight. And now they're turning McKnight into a cornerback because you can't play running back, and you had this kid in your own backyard. Jeez, God.
You can't make
this
up. You can't make it up, man.
Oh, jeez.
Nice going, Mr. T.
I don't want to hear Jet fans whining, man.
I'm not even a Jet fan, and I'm angry. Let's go over to the phone lines where we might have a disgruntled New Jersey fan. 908, you're on the line. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, it's Taz. I just had to call you for Watson call. I had to call in for this one. You know, you're talking non-PPR Hernandez and Watson, and you're telling the guy to start Hernandez? I like Hernandez, and he's been playing good, but he hasn't scored once. You talk about Watson, he has two touchdowns already on the season. He's highly integrated into the scheme. Now they don't have Master Cloy. Cribs is going to be limited at best. I think Watson is clearly the play there.
Oh, Taz is all fired up over here. What do you got, guys?
I just disagree. I think Hernandez is, Watson has two more touchdowns than him on the season. Are you going to start bragging about that? Hernandez is going to have triple the amounts of yards as Watson today.
Yeah, and on top of that, Hernandez has a better chance of scoring also.
Watson is the guy who caught six passes for 88 yards and a touchdown last week against Pittsburgh. And this week he gets to go against New Orleans, who's 29th in the league against tight ends. They're averaging six catches for 70 yards a week against tight ends. I don't think
so. Yeah, but
so.
You know what?
Who's the quarterback?
I got to be honest.
Well, that
means nothing. Though. That means nothing to me. He caught this last week, and they're giving up seven catches against tight ends. I mean, I know, you know, fantasy football guys take all these stats to a whole other level. That means nothing to me. The Patriots are going to smash the Chargers. They're going to score four or five touchdowns. And you're talking about Ben Watson. I mean, you know, not for nothing, but if I got to put money on Ben Watson, I'm not going to hold my breath.
Well, Taz, I don't think it's as cut and dry as these guys do. I don't think you're crazy for starting Watson, but I just think Hernandez is going to have so many more yards that even if he doesn't score, he'll still have a better game.
We will have to revisit this one, guys.
You want to revisit the Ahmad Bradshaw discussion from last week, too?
I'm sorry?
You want to revisit the Bradshaw discussion from last week?
Remind me what it was.
You were getting on me for saying
you
have 100 yards.
Four leagues over here. You got to remind them which one it was there.
I don't like
you know
people dissing my man Bradshaw, brother. I remember
saying
who
that
says what.
Ben would throw for 250 and two touchdowns. You know, he only threw for 257 and three touchdowns. So it goes both ways.
Of course. Hey, Taz, I just think you have something against Hernandez, man. You're dogging him each and every week.
It's not that I'm dogging him. It's just in a non-PPR, I want a guy who has a chance to score touchdowns, and they're not looking at Hernandez in the red zone. When you get into the red zone, they're looking at Gronkowski more than they're looking at Hernandez. I want a guy in a non-PPR that has a chance to score. With the depleted Cleveland offense this week, even with McCoy, I still think that Watson has a much better chance to score than Hernandez does.
You're on the record.
I am on the record.
All right, Taz. Hey, Taz, do us a favor. Let's do it again next week. Call back in, and we'll have fun. We'll get right back at it. Because as you know, each and every week, you know, when you're talking about these kind of things, you know, we're talking about Ben Watson, Aaron Hernandez. Hey, listen, it could go either way. Difference of opinions, but always definitely enjoyable debate, and love having you call into the show. So, you know, I think maybe we'll be debating it maybe on the Saturday roundtable discussion.
Go Evan Moore.
That sounds great, guys. That sounds great. I'm looking forward to getting you guys on.
Definitely. We'll be there. I'll be there this Saturday. Check us out on the Taz roundtable discussion. And, guys, we got to speed through it. We got 10 minutes to cover 5 more games and a bunch of questions in the chat room. So hit us with the quick hitters, Ralph. Arizona at Seattle. Nobody wants to win this division. Take it away.
Okay, quick hitters here. Marshawn Lynch. The Cardinals are allowing 140 yards per game. Lynch is going to get the first, second down, and goal line carries. Larry Fitzgerald. Max Hall is doing a much better job of finding the big receiver than Mr. Anderson did. The dud here is Steve Breston. He's coming back from a knee injury. He needs time to establish chemistry with his new, young rookie quarterback. The sleeper here is Chris Beanie Wells. He's fresh. He's getting all the carries. He's established himself as a number one running back with the Arizona Cardinals. I do like the Arizona Cardinals here, 22-20.
Oh, I never seen the Reverend get so much in such a quick amount of short amount
of time. Oh, yeah.
Ross, how about the rivalry game of the week, which would be the Oakland Raiders at Denver Broncos? I remember when this game used to mean something.
Well, it might this year. You never know in that crazy AFC West. Look, I like Kyle Orton. Some of his weapons are banged up, but he's still going to score fantasy points. No Sean Marino. Safe play as your number two running back against the 30th-ranked Oakland run defense. Brandon Lloyd is a starter, despite the fact that they have Nnamdi Asamoah. He won't cover him all day long, so you can use him. I wouldn't use Darren McFadden at all. You know, I'm worried he's going to have 2 carries and then leave the game injured. I think Zach Miller, as long as Jason Campbell's playing quarterback, is the only usable Oakland receiving option. The dud in this game, I don't hate Michael Bush, but with McFadden back in the equation, you never know what you're going to get. He's going to play second fiddle as long as McFadden's there. I wouldn't touch that situation. He's not going to get 20 touches again. And despite what Rick said earlier, I do not like Lewis Murphy because Jason Campbell's playing quarterback. He just can't find him down the field. I wouldn't touch him this week. The sleeper for me this week, since Eddie Royal's groin is banged up, I think that Jabbar Gaffney is definitely a usable player this week. Orton will find him at least 8 times this week. That's your number right there. Write it down. For almost 100 yards, if he finds the end zone, you're looking at a pretty decent week from an unexpected source for your fantasy flex or third wide receiver. And I have Denver, Rick, another one-pointer, Denver 24-23 over the Raiders.
Yeah, a lot of these one-point games. I'm looking forward to this Week 7 holiday. Getting it all in there. Sunday Night Football in America. Brett Favre returns to Green Bay. Do I need to say anything else, Ralph?
Hey, what I got to tell you is Donald Driver is going to be a stud here. Use him as your third receiver or flex option. I know he's had 2 subpar games in recent weeks, but Minnesota did an outstanding job of bracketing Miles Austin last week. They may do the same with Greg Jennings. That opens up Donald Driver across the middle. The dud here is Vishante Shanko. He's been a non-factor in this offense over the past 3 weeks with Randy Moss in the mix now. Plus, Clay Matthews Jr. is back in the lineup, so he's going to be asked to chip in to help block the ferocious outside linebacker. Shanko's only had a total of 3 catches in his last 3 games. The sleeper here is Jordy Nelson. As a matter of fact, Jordy Nelson and James Jones are both sleepers, and they both have a chance to do something, as Green Bay will try to exploit the lack of depth in the Vikings secondary by going with multiple wide receiver sets. When Lito Shepard is the nickelback, your receivers always have a chance. Plus, Nelson scored versus Minnesota last year. I do like Green Bay, 30-24.
Wow. Okay. You got a prediction real quick there, Ross?
Yeah, I don't disagree too much. I have it 31-26, Green Bay.
All right, I'm going to go Minnesota just because Favre always gets the last laugh. The Dallas Desperados host the New York Giants. You know, I think Jerry Jones may be singing a different tune in regards to his coaching staff after this one, Ross.
Yeah, I don't know what more this guy needs to see to flush the toilet, as it were. Look, to me, this is the game that the old Giants would come in and just absolutely lay an egg in. But with Dallas playing the way they are, I'm not so sure. Listen, there are tons of studs in this game. Tony Romo may be killing the Cowboys in real life, but he's actually having a pretty decent fantasy year, and that should continue this week because these teams always play high-scoring games. I love it. 8 touchdowns in his last 3 games. Of course, he also has 5 picks, but you should definitely use Tony Romo on Monday night. He's going to throw at least 2 touchdowns, despite what appears to be a pretty bad matchup against the Giants' defense. Felix Jones is finally being used more, and the Dallas running backs always seem to be okay against the Giants, no matter what the circumstance. Jones may break one of those many checkdowns from Romo, but, man, are they doing that way too much. Dink and dunk and dink and dunk, and Jones is getting 3 yards, 4 yards, 2 yards. I'm not a fan of that, but I think they're going to do it again this week. I'd use Roy Williams over Dez Bryant, but I don't think you can rely on much more than number 3 wide receiver production from either one of them. Bryant just doesn't get enough looks. And always, Giant killer Jason Witten should be used. He's an absolute must-play. He kills the Giants. As far as the Giants go, Ahmad Bradshaw should have over 100 yards again this week. I think he's got to be in there. If you're stuck for a flex, Brandon Jacobs has 4 TDs in the last 3 weeks, so you can throw him in there. He might get a goal line carry or 2 or 3. I know Hakeem Nicks is banged up a little bit. If you're nervous about it, don't be. I think he's going to play. He should return to form this week. I think you can safely start him. Steve Smith is usable as a number 2. He's going to take advantage of the space Nicks creates. I also like Eli Manning. I don't love him. I think he's probably the 10th best fantasy option this week. But I don't know. I don't like how the Giants took the ball away from Eli last week, only 177 yards passing. The dud in this game and for the rest of the season, as far as I'm concerned, is Marion Barber. 10 carries for 31 yards last week, 6 carries for 19 yards the week before. The writing is on the wall. I think if he had anything left, he would have been traded. They would have gone with Tashard Choice as Felix Jones' alternate. So I think Marion Barber, I don't like anything out of him in this game. And Kevin Boss, what a disappointment. He's done nothing for fantasy football owners this year. No TDs, no points for your team. Don't use them no matter what. I think the sleeper here, I kind of like the Giants' defense in this game, guys. I know Dallas is going to score points, but I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity for the Giants to slaughter Tony Romo. He coughs the ball up. OCU Manure has been stripping people all over the place, and I think he'll do it again this week. I think there's plenty of points there from a sack or turnover perspective for the Giants. I see the Giants actually pulling this game out 38-35.
All right, there you have it. Guys, I want to get all your questions in. There was one about Ryan Terrain, or I can't even read my own writing. Jordy Nelson, I think it was. I think it was Jordy Nelson or Ryan Terrain. If it was, go Ryan Terrain. If it wasn't, get it in the chat room. I'll get it in because I'm going to hit you with the rapid fire. Eli Manning or Sam I Am Bradford, it's Eli Manning hands down all day long. Non-PPR, you need 2. Hakeem Nicks, Mike Williams, Santana Moss, Johnny Knox, Aaron Hernandez. Go Nicks and Mike Williams of Tampa Bay, with Santana Moss would be 3rd in that equation, in my opinion. Michael Bush, Beanie Wells, Danny Woodhead, I'm going to give it to you all day long, kid. Danny Woodhead, the little big man, good for 100 total yards. Non-PPR, Steve Smith of the Giants or Roy Williams, a no-brainer. Steve Smith of the Giants. Joe Flacco or Kyle Orton? We already answered this. It's Kyle Orton, money in the bank, baby. Ocho Cinco versus Johnny Knox. This must be a joke. April Fools came early. Ocho Cinco, hands down, all day long. Hakeem Nicks or Kenny Britt? This is another laugher. Hakeem Nicks. Kenny Britt or Mike Sims-Walker? I'm so down on Kenny Britt after this week. You know, I know on the field last week he did good, but he was in the doghouse, then he gets into the bar fight. He's back in the doghouse. He's playing, not starting. Britt or Mike Sims-Walker That's a toss-up. I'm going to go Mike Sims-Walker. Tennessee or Philly, they're playing each other. I like Tennessee because I like Tennessee to win the game. But if you ask me Philly versus Tennessee or Oakland versus Denver, then I'm going to have to go Philly because Denver is going to put some points on the board. So there you have it. Another week down. I know there's some phone calls I didn't get a chance to. We'll get you in next week. Try to call in a little earlier before the end of the show. The wind down, we had to get it in rapid fire. We're here each and every week. Fantasy Sports Channel, 8:30 to 10. You know how we do it for Rick Saratella, Russ Mandel, Ralph Mancini. Week 7 holiday, people. Check us out at the NFLDraftBible.com. You know how we get this party wrapped up. Come on, Miami.